103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, Emery wants to know if she's a jerk if she snitches on her neighbors.
It sounds weird.
It does, but it's what she asked.
But what is she snitching about?
She said, hey, Allie and DZ, you can always submit these. Email them to us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, am I the jerk if I contact the city to give my neighbor a parking ticket?
Oh, you're trying to snitch.
Ha!
Yeah, dang.
Parking tickets are fighting words, in my opinion.
Man, and don't bring them around our neighborhood. What's wrong with you?
We didn't even read it. We're already angry. We don't even know what the story is. We're mad. We're like, oh, parking ticket, you're a jerk.
Don't bring the meter maid out here.
What's wrong with you? Okay, this is what Emery said. Emery said, a neighbor parked an unmarked trailer in front of my house Tuesday afternoon last week. And has not moved it since.
Oh.
Even with the snow and the alternate side of the street parking rules, this trailer has just sat right in front of my house. I'm tired of it. I told my husband we should call the city to ensure the parking checker comes by. He said, that's too much and we have to live by them. Am I the jerk if I call the city and snitch on my neighbor to give them a parking ticket to move this trailer? Emery, thanks.
So she's trying to snitch anonymously is what she's trying
she
to do.
She wants the trailer gone.
It's an eyesore. I can almost, I guarantee she just hates looking at it whenever she walks out of her front door.
This is a Karen issue, but put something in front of your house for a week that's a giant trailer and see how fun it is after a week. You're going to be like, okay, now it's time to go.
Especially in front of your house.
That's
now you're taking up prime real estate where I can park one of my vehicles.
Right, you didn't even pick the alley to hide the thing.
Something.
You put it in the front? Which is annoying, so the neighbor's annoying.
If you got an alley, that's assuming you got an alley to park it in and whatever, maybe you don't. You know how small walkie works sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, but
she wants to know if she should call the city, though, to give a parking ticket to her neighbor for having this trailer in front of the house.
She hasn't tried to talk to the neighbor at all, I'm assuming. She just wants to call the city and get them ticketed, so hopefully they move it. She's trying to do the passive-aggressive, petitious way and avoid confrontation with her neighbor. That's exactly what she's trying to do.
Well, she emailed us, and she wants to know if she's the jerk. Is Emery the jerk? 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number and give us your opinion, because we want to know, is she the jerk? She said keep me anonymous, so I made her name Emery.
We changed the name, so Emery don't got to worry
she
about
She should
it.
Say anonymous, because she's snitching on her neighbor.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want to put that on the radio either.
But at the same time,
they're going to know.
If my neighbor parks something that's an eyesore in front of my house,
you're going to be mad.
I'd have a problem with it after a certain amount of time, man.
There's no way you're calling the city on somebody. I don't believe it. Because you don't have the snitch in you.
I'm not trying to call the city. Though. I'm not trying to call
the
city.
Now picture that ugly trailer in front of your house. Now you calling the city?
Then I'd want to call the city.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Emery wants to snitch on her neighbor and call the city to give him a parking ticket because they parked their unmarked trailer in front of her house for over a week now.
Over a week. Eyesore.
We make fun, but we'd be mad if somebody did this to our house too.
It would be annoying. I get it, but at the same time, am I gonna call the city?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Megan's calling from Oak Creek, so let's start with her. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Well. Emery wants to know if she's the jerk for reporting her neighbor and getting them a parking ticket.
What do you think?
I think so. I think if the neighbor was that inconsiderate to park it there without talking to her, they're probably going to be inconsiderate if she were to address them directly. Mm-hmm. And also doing it anonymously might be able to save whatever kind of relationship they have living next door to each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, once you report someone with your name, party's over. That relationship is dead. Good luck.
But see, now anybody else parked on the wrong side of the street or too long, maybe overnight, is going to get a ticket too. You're not just going to ticket one house, one trailer.
That's
you're
going
to get the whole block
it's
now.
It's like calling the cops to come to your neighborhood for no reason other than to report someone, and then everybody's getting in trouble. Ain't now what?
Ain't nobody trying to do that.
Like, just shut your mouth. Let just park on the street.
Megan's saying, nah, do it though. And for non-confrontational people,
yeah,
that's why these measures are in place. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you can call anonymously for this reason.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Hey.
Okay, well, she said not the jerk.
Starts it off.
Which means Megan's snitching on her neighbors, you little snitch.
Watch out, Megan's neighbors.
Watch out, Oak Creek. You got some snitches mixed in there. I'm kidding, Megan. Have a great day.
Appreciate your call.
Have a good day, girl.
Bye.
Matt is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're finding out where our listeners really stand on this. Are they the snitches, honestly?
This is the real moral dilemma today. What do you say, man?
Jerk or not the jerk if they call the city and report them?
I'm thinking a jerk. And the reason why is because from experience, it wasn't a parking ticket that my neighbor called me on, but they called me on not shoveling my sidewalk right in front of my house one winter.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had a newborn baby, so that was like the last thing that was on my mind.
You never know what's going on. That was so kind of them. Can you imagine you have a newborn? So you're like, bleep the sidewalk, take the sidewalk and shove it. I haven't slept. I'm crazy.
I mean, for real, they could have been nice neighbors and come over, actually shoveled it for you, because I'm sure they saw you walk in with that brand new baby.
He's triggered because somebody did this to him. See, so he says jerk all day.
He's saying jerk all day.
And now
man.
I don't know which neighbor I hate, so I'm looking at everyone. I'm like, who is it? Who is it? Did you do it? I'm walking down the street, like giving everybody the freaking eye, like, what are you doing?
Matt side eyeing every single neighbor now.
Well, how can you not be paranoid after somebody in your crew snitches on you? You're like, who the hell?
With a newborn baby, that's just wrong. Oh, that's just wrong.
I would hate all my neighbors too after that.
Yeah, Matt, I'd be looking at my neighbors crazy too,
what?
Brother.
Yeah, go talk to your neighbor. Go see why the trailer's there. And then if they're a jerk, then yeah, that's okay.
Oh, that's all right. Fair enough.
Matt says jerk.
Splits us. Appreciate the call, man.
Bye, Matt.
Yep.
He said every time I walk down the street now.
Now I'm side-eyeing all my neighbors.
I don't know which neighbor I'm mad at.
I don't care who they are. I hate them all until somebody steps forward.
So funny. That happened to my neighbor. Somebody reported them for having a fire on the wrong night of the week.
Oh, what?
And the cops came and were like, sorry, you can only burn on like Monday and Wednesday. And to this day, we have no idea who reported them, but we always like side-eye everyone and go, who the hell called that in?
Who
was it?
Who's the problem?
And I told them, look for which way the wind was blowing. That's who it was. They were mad about the smoke.
Oh,
that's how you knew.
That's a good call.
Brittany's in Lake Geneva, though, last but not least, as we're rounding out Am I the Jerk? Because, Brittany, we're completely down the middle right now.
Good morning. You're the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Well,
first of all, I have so many questions. Did she already attempt to talk to the neighbor?
Didn't say.
Doubtful, though.
Didn't say.
I know. See, I think I'm going to go with jerk because, like, that's a last step.
Right, you gotta talk
to your neighbor, figure out what's going on first. It's been there for a week, who knows? Maybe they had to pick it up by a certain time and have it out there. They're going on vacation.
True.
So on and so forth. You don't know. Talk to them then before putting a ticket on their record.
I agree. This is a really short one. Usually when women write their 7 paragraphs and when men write their 2 like
right,
this.
Two
this
sentences.
Was written like a man. And so she gave us everything I said on the air, which was that they parked it since last Tuesday. It's an unmarked trailer in front of their house and they're tired of it, so she wants to call the city. That's all we really know.
I doubt they've talked to the neighbor about it.
Doesn't sound like it.
You know, like,
yeah,
and like Brittany's going, that's a last resort.
So. Yeah, I'm going to say jerk. I think this is a last resort thing. Like, the neighbor doesn't have to talk to you about putting their thing on the street.
Right.
That's courtesy. They don't have to do that.
True. It's kind of like, did you punch the bully back before you went to the principal? Or did you just go to the principal?
Did you explore
all the options?
You said it snowed, right? So, like, the plows or whatever. And if it's not legal for the trailer to be parked there, you would assume that they have already gotten a ticket.
Oh, think about
because she said even with the snow and alternate side of street parking rules, this trailer has just sat right in front of my house.
If the plows didn't
so
do anything
gotta
about
be
it
doing right.
Buddy. Sometimes you gotta mind your own business and stay on your side of the fence, man.
Stay in your lane.
Brittany. Why has no one suggested we just drive a car into the just wreck the trailer?
I'm not gonna know. Whose car? Whose car? Your car?
Know. The neighbor that we think called it in. I don't know. All right, thanks for calling.
Appreciate
Brittany.
Your call. Have a great day, Brittany.
You have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Okay, so she said jerk.
Yeah, works it out that way.
And everybody had great advice, which was talk to the neighbor before Come on.
People don't like to talk.
I don't understand.
People avoid conflict. People don't like to make any form of confrontation. Because like Matt's situation, somebody didn't confront him. Mm-hmm. Now he doesn't know which neighbor to hate. Because when you say it with your chest, you're going to build some animosity. And now you got an enemy across lines.
Just talk to somebody or listen to somebody talk about this. So it's like we have so many people who are people pleasers and afraid of confrontation now that we're all so wacky that we don't communicate at all.
Everybody's
and we're all
on
a bunch of pansies. Like nobody will say what they want. Nobody sticks up for themselves. And I mean, I'm guilty of it too. Like we do it all the time, people pleasing stuff, you know?
Sure.
So it's interesting.
At the end of the day though, already worked itself out. Jerk if you call on
Emery, you're a jerk.
You're a jerk.